It is the Limestone Coast 963 MMM, and I am catching up with Pete this morning. We are talking all about what's going on in the men's sheds. Pete, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners. How
now,
are we?
I am fantastic. Now, mate, first of all, I've got to ask, Mount Gambier men's shed, what's going on?
There's all sorts of things going on out there, a lot of little things going on, but some of the things that I've got written down here, the men's shed have got their solar panels up and are now working, so that's fantastic.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Going to save us a little bit of money. We've had our AGM and duly elected Peter Halliday as president again for another year. He does tell us that this will be his last year, so we'll see what happens next year.
Mm.
And we've also got three new committee members on there, so that helps a little bit to bring new blood into the shed. And our memberships are due at the moment, and going on last year, we had 88 members last year, so...
Wow.
And we're getting close to it again already. So the new members are taken on board. And some of the things that we're doing or coming up are in March. We got a U3A visit coming to the shed just to have a look, see what we're doing. Now that the racetrack out at Glen Burnie's up and running again, we'll be doing the race gates again this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's fair. We love that. It's a good money spinner for us. And sometime in the early part of the year, we're supposed to have the Stroke Foundation of Australia. Now, they come over from Horsham, I think it is, but we've got to sort of wait until they're available to be able to come over, and they'll come over and do a visit with us and explain about strokes and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And we've made up some therapy boards with nuts and bolts and so forth for one of the old age care facilities. So the oldies can undo them and do them up, keep their fingers moving, keep their mind active. We're doing some wooden planter boxes to grow cacti in for the cacti group. And rebuilding the rigging of a small sailing boat, you know, one of those that people take out onto the lake or whatever, you know, just a little thing that... goes on, and we were involved in a sausage sizzle out at Bunnings, which made us quite a considerable amount of money.
Now, Pete, Panola, what is going on there?
They're still working on their new shed extensions that I've been talking about for a while now. All the electrical work's done and completed, and the local particle board company, Borgs as it's known now, they've helped out with the actual lining of the shed. So they've got some timber and put in there that'll keep it much warmer in the winter time. So they're pretty busy just getting that up and going at the moment.
And up in Narracourt, what's happening there?
Students from the independent learning are attending there. They've got one boy who is making a park bench, similar to what you see down in the local park area.
Oh, nice.
And there's another one that's making a card table out of old pallets. That'd be interesting to see when it's done.
Mm.
And they've got a girl up there as well from the independent learning, and she's doing these arrows that... you put in your bedroom or whatever it is and say, you know, reach for the sky, you know, all that sort of
awesome.
Positive
reinforcement. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in Millicent, what's happening there?
Millicent finally started on their garden area. The greenhouse and the tin shed have been removed and taken down, and the irrigation system has been removed. Compost bays have been built. And they have a number of members who have registered interest in helping to get the garden re-established over there. They've also got expressions of interest in the garden from the Millicent Learning Centre as part of their participation in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. And the shed has registered for the Geltwood Festival coming up later in the year. And the market day on the 7th of April in George Street, and they're needing some helpers in there. So anyone that's in the shed, remember it's a big major money spinner for the Millicent shed. They need that to help them through for the year. So those guys over there, put your name forward and help out.
Excellent.
And the planning for the extension of their shed, which we spoke about a month ago, that's proceeding well, and they're doing up the plans at the moment.
Now, at Port Mac, they're doing some pretty cool stuff.
Guys at Port MacDonald are painting the toy trains that I spoke about once before. They're nearly got them finished now, and they've been making up some shelving for the local library over there.
Now, what's going on at Robe?
Robe have a meeting on the 14th of March, which is tomorrow night, on suicide prevention at the Shed. And they have a guest speaker in Tracy Wanganine. The shed is situated at 8 Evans Cave Road in Robe, and inquiries can be made to John Davidson on 0457844195.
All right, so up at Kingston, what is going on there?
Kingston have their AGM on the 4th of April, so please put your foot forward and help out where possible. Remember, many hands make light work. The container they received from the council has now been painted and is in full use, and they are looking at sending a heap of tools over to Cambodia. This is still a work in progress, and they haven't worked out all the details of that. I believe there's somebody over in Narracourt or Millicent or whatever, Narracourt or Panola, who are actually going to help them do this. More details will come with that later on.
And up at Bordertown, what's happening there?
Their solar panels are not working yet,
unfortunately,
but they have got them, and they're still working on the racks of the lean-to that they had the school do last year. So they're making them up. The garden is producing a lot of produce at the moment, and you can buy that produce at the local work centre, as well as some of the shed members are taking stuff as well. And just recently, they had a display at the Mandela show using their bowl lathe that they have. They took that down there, and apparently that was quite a success down there.
Oh, that'd be fascinating to watch. Now, mate, what's happening up at Keith?
With the better weather of late, racks have been built in the lean-to on their shed, and the hoard of timber has been sorted and stacked into some sort of an order. And a sizable heap of the wood that they had sitting there is now going to go to firewood, so that'll lighten the load a bit. The members have purchased a couple of woodwork machines, and they should be up and running sometime in the next week or so. And last week they had a order for a couple of raised beds, so the fellas got into full swing and made a couple of them. And the decision on the ceiling and insulation in the kitchen room happened over the long weekend. They've decided to put it in, and it'll keep the heat out and the warm in the later months. Coming up, members have been rostered to man the gate when the thousands descend on Keith for the Diesel and Dirt Derby on the 23rd of March. And this work is also a large fundraiser for the Keith Shed.
And that's fantastic that you guys are finding these opportunities to raise funds for the shed as well, which is sensational. Now, Tintinara, what's going on up there?
Well, up at Tintinara, they've just finished the large orders for their raised beds that they had up there. Finally, they've caught up, but as I said, you get them done and then somebody else will turn up and they want some more done. So They're up with it at the moment. They have a little bit of a break. Their fifth celebrations went off well, and they sort of indicated to me that it doesn't really seem like 5 years, but that was held on the 24th of February. Mm. And a reminder that the history group up there had a display of photographs and memorabilia in the Coorong Gallery, and the opening is on the 14th at 2 p.m. followed by refreshments, and the shed's involved with that because they made that cabinet display for the Juddy's Saddle, which I spoke not so long ago.
Yeah.
And the number 13 from R.M. Williams, and that has been oiled up and apparently looks just about like brand new from what I've been told.
Absolutely sensational. Now, as we head over the border, what's going on at Casterton, Pete?
Caston Shed have picked up a little bit in after they had a meeting with the local community groups, and they decided that they'd have a little get together and so forth and promote the town, and they involved the sporting groups and the ladies groups and the knitting groups, etc. And out of that, they ended up with two members. So
nice.
You know, it's basically a welcome to the area for all the new people that have turned up in the last 12 months or so. And they've been making trophies for the Polo Cross out there using old horseshoes and railway spikes.
Oh, nice. Mm. Now, mate, over at Coleraine, what's going on there?
Coleraine have been busy making their Luchen chairs. Now, if anybody's ever seen the English races or anything, there's quite a few of these Luchen chairs on there. They've got a bit of fretwork type of thing on them, and very spectacular. But they've been renowned for making these over there. They've caught up, and then all of a sudden they've got another three to do. So they're going to be busy over there for a little while. I think they've made something like 30 or 40 of them all up so far. So they're getting quite a good hand at doing that. And the local bowling club have asked them for some heavy-duty casters to be put on the bottom of a cupboard. And they've also been asked to repair a coffee table and a couple of chairs. And because they... besides this, they just keep busy doing little jobs as well.
And finally, what's happening at Nelson?
Nelson, they've been down to Donovan's Classic Boat Club, and they done a bit of trimming on a tree that was apparently hanging over the top of the club and in a very precarious sort of position. So they've done that, and they've been running a sausage sizzle for Coast Care cleanup. And they help out there. And with the Road to River Festival coming up on the 30th of March, they'll be involved in another sausage sizzle with that. So that'll keep them out of trouble for a little while.
Now, mate, it is always sensational to catch up, to have a chat. It's always great to find out what's going on at the men's sheds. And all the men's sheds across the region seem to be doing some pretty amazing things at the moment.
Yes, they're all doing something special at for their area. Hopefully, I've got to go over to Melbourne in a little while, and they've got the regional or Victorian get-together over there. So with a bit of luck, next time we talk, I might have some information on what's going on over in Victoria as well. So we'll just see what happens.
Pete, we'll catch up in a few weeks. Thanks as always for joining us.
No problems, Ewan.